We use this expression to say that a thing is surprising, unusual, or unexpected in relation to another thing. For example, even though I studied hard, I failed the test. This is unexpected. Why? Because if you study hard, then you expect to pass the test. But in this case, the person studied hard but failed. Here's another example. Even though Mary ate a lot, she is still hungry. If a person eats a lot, then we expect that they are not hungry. But in this case, Mary ate a lot, but she is still hungry. This is surprising or unexpected. We can use any verb tense, present tense, past tense, future tense, or any continuous tense. The sentence pattern is even though plus action or event plus unexpected result. And if you are writing, you'll put a comma after the action or event. So for example, even though it rained, the children went out to play. Even though I tried my best, I failed. Even though they fought in the morning, they had dinner together at night. Even though I woke up early, I was late to work. Even though we offered a 20% discount, they didn't accept our offer. Even though people are nice to him, he is not nice to people. Even though we live together, we almost never see each other. Even though it was cold, I went jogging outside. Even though we spent a lot of time on this problem, we couldn't find a solution. We can also change the order of the sentence pattern. We can use the sentence pattern unexpected result plus even though plus first action. So for example, I failed the test even though I studied hard. She didn't get the job even though she prepared for 3 months. They went hiking even though the weather forecast said it would rain. She lives in a small house even though she is rich. Mark and Tim are best friends even though they fight every day. I like her even though she says mean things sometimes. He is very popular with women even though he is not handsome. He won the game even though he wasn't the best player. They came even though they were busy. Here are some bonus tips and points. Number one, we can also use even though when we are asking questions. So for example, even though it is hot, will you still go hiking? Even though it is raining, do you still want to go to the baseball game? Even though the political situation is not stable, should we still go on our trip? Do you want to eat here even though it is expensive? Should we buy it even though it is expensive? Do you think we should get a puppy even though it is a lot of work?